yes, we will push. Contact with our, with the United States Attorney, Mr. Bill Clayton at Sioux Falls. And Mr. Sioux Falls, Mr. Clayton authorized the autopsy under a court order that was issued by Judge Nichols. This was, the reason for this is that our pathologist who does all of our autopsies for Fine Ridge had a scheduled appointment at 8 o'clock that morning at Shablin. And we of course wanted to get the autopsy done and so we could return it back to the family as soon as possible.
And you would say that you removed the body and having to do with the fact that the family's investigating the lawyers and just survived the hospital?
No, I had nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with that.
Some clarification on this. There's been some conflict as far as where this man's body was received. At one point, they said that the police were looking at the car, searching the car, and they found him in it. Other reports apparently had him outside the car. What was his location at the time of the
shooting? Either was outside the car. When the officers arrived, and it's on the officer's arrival, he got back in the car, and the officers advised him to get out. He then got out, and then told the officers, "Leave me alone, I'm in India." And the officers again instructed him to put his hands up in the air. He was under arrest, and he then reached in and got the rifle.
Were they picking him up on a combination of the two warrants,
the Nebraska
and federal warrants, or why was he being picked up?
Because we had a federal bench warrant that was issued for revocation of bond, and plus the fact that we had a felony warrant from the state of Nebraska.
Was the officer in question, I think it's Joe Clifford, anywhere related to people this and that?
To my knowledge, no, not by the revelation.
Well, my understanding is Cliff was supposed to be in court today to testify on the traffic violation. He wasn't there, so he was in
court. Did Joe Cliff have a schedule?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't know what the scheduling of the officers is.
Where is he working? Joe Cliff, he's on the phone.
Absolutely.
Has there been any taken in terms of his role on the police force at this point?
I didn't quite get that.
Well, is he continuing in the same role on the police force as he had
before? Yes, he is, but he's restricted to the building, restricted to the immediate building. He performs no duty outside.
As long as police procedure, even after an officer has immediately attacked an officer, fired a fire,
right, he's restricted until the investigation is complete.
What kind of gun was used?
Ma'am?
What kind of gun was used?
12-gauge rifle.
12-gauge shotgun?
Yes, ma'am. Requested additional cars, but we don't have that many. But yes, there was a search.
Why suddenly was this search on? I understand the warrants have been out for a longer period of time, say 24 hours. Why suddenly the intensive search for people?
We've been checking for people all along, and ever since the warrant came out, and we received a call from an informant that said Pedro was on the reservation and was in fact headed east on Highway 18. And so we simply went out to serve the warrant. Reached the front of the car, this net came around and met him with a rifle, and the officer attempted to eject the round into the chamber, and his rifle jammed on him, shotgun jammed, and he started backing away, and Pedro followed him across with the rifle down, and as he got close to him, he raised the rifle up, and this is when the shot was fired by the second officer.
Did that brought his rifle up to his shoulder?
Yes, sir.
Why, sir,
is becoming one man to the officers
running with
the riot? That is
the usual procedure.
Do the
officers carry a gun?
Our officers have always been equipped with a 12-gauge riot gun, which is a standard police weapon.
They can only equip one man with a riot gun ready.
No, only when they're faced with the fact that the man is either going to resist with a weapon, and in this case, he was.
Did they attempt to fire? Did they attempt to fire Pedro or the type of projectile
that was there? No, the officers were not equipped with the type of tear gas projectile that could be fired.
Was he hit by the officers at any time?
No. Had a round in the chamber. I cannot answer this question because this is entirely up to the U.S. Attorney, and I can't answer the question for the U.S. Attorney.
Will there be another autopsy?
I don't know. We conducted our autopsy and we are just conducting one, and that's it.
Is this, from understand there's an abrasion on Mr. Bissonnette's body right below his neck that looks like it was caused by a blow and a tear gas projectile. Do you understand what you have to do with caused that?
No, I don't, but I'm sure that when we get the autopsy report, it will reveal this. To Mr. Mark Lane by phone. I was at home. I think it was more like 5:30 or 4:06 when he called me that morning.
Right. Why not?
Because he wasn't available. I was at the police station until 4:00, and I was not approached up until that time.
Mr. Jason, you came by before 4:00. and they said you were not at the police station. Do you know where the officer is?
I may not have been at the police station, but I was certainly in my car within radio contact if someone wanted me.
Did anyone notify you of the repeated phone calls that you made every 15 minutes to your office?
Yes, I was notified that there was calls made. Mm-hmm. But I was out of the office at the time and was unable to return them. Yes, ma'am.
Are you being assisted at all by federal law enforcement people in investigation in this investigation?
Yes, in this particular investigation. In fact, the minute the actual search started, we had two FBI agents on the scene, and immediately after I got the report that there had been a shooting, I in fact called for these agents who had returned back to Rushville, and asked that they report immediately to Pine Ridge. And that same night, I told the two FBI investigators that I wanted a complete civil rights investigating team out there. And Mr. Dennis Ickes, who's presently the deputy director of the Indian Civil Rights Division, arrived at Pine Ridge yesterday to personally take charge and direct this investigation. No, ma'am. Anytime you get a group of people together, there is always a potential of problem. We, of course, sincerely hope that there will be no problems.
Will there be a beefing up of your police force in anticipation?
No, we have not seen fit to do so.
The wire service is telling us this morning that the mood seems to be calmer at Pine Ridge now. Would that be your assessment?
What was the question?
The wire service has instructed us this morning that the mood on the reservation seems to be calmer now, that people seem to be not quite as upset as they were yesterday. Would that be your assessment as well?
Well, naturally, regardless of who the individual is, whenever an incident such as this occurs, there's bound to be feeling making people ill, to use the expression, uptight. And I'm sure that this feeling will continue until all the facts of this particular case and the civil rights investigation is made available to the public so that they can fully realize what actually occurred. And this is what we're attempting to do. This is why I specifically requested a civil rights investigating team, because they are completely independent of the FBI.
Has there been any indication given by them when that report will be ready?
Well, I talked to Mr. Dennis Hickes today, and he is presently was on his way down to confer with the pathologist about his findings, and I assume that this report will be made available just as soon as it can be, because Mr. Ickes is certainly aware of the tension that this has caused on the reservation and among my own police department. Yes, ma'am.
What kind of disciplinary action could be taken against the officer if the civil rights report would be negative in his case, in terms of if he was implicated in one way, in terms of beyond his doing his duty?
If for any reason the officer is proven wrong, then the case will automatically be presented to the grand jury and he'll be charged by my office as well as the U.S. Attorney.
What did Mr. Clifford's experience
be? Mr. Clifford has worked at the Pine Ridge Police Department. Now, So I have to go back just a little bit because I arrived on the Pine Ridge on November the 11th of 72. And Mr. Clifford has been employed by our department for approximately 9 months, I'd say. I'd have to go back to check his employment record. But Clifford also attended our own Indian Police Academy, which at the time was down at Roswell, New Mexico. It has since changed location to Brigham City. Of the department, but we are trying very desperately to get as many people trained as we can. This last session that we had, training session we had at Brigham City, we specifically called and asked for additional training slots. I've been in contact with the Division of Criminal Investigation of South Dakota at Pierre, and they have not opened their academy yet at Pierre, but when they do, they have promised that they will see fit to call us and give us training slots for our Indian police officers.
The reason I'm asking these questions is I keep hearing from other people about squads, which is not quite a term that I really understand. But those who were described as being on a police squad are now in your police department. And that's why I was asking the question.
We do an investigation, and this is by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. We do an investigation of people that were in Florida that goes back for 15 years. And I'm sure this is standard procedure among all departments, but this is a practice that we employ. And when we go back 15 years, we're bound to find, at least during this period, any circumstances that would prevent him from becoming a police officer. Joe Clifford's half-sister, I believe it is, was married to Peter Bismuth, yes. But they've been divorced now for about a year, as I understand it. This is what she has told us.
She was shaken at one time, and her husband, as I understand, some hostility between his family. Was it advisable that Clifford approach this man with that hostility against
him? There wasn't much choice in the matter. The officer was there and had approached Bismuth before they called me, particularly. In other words, the officer was on duty and he was there. I have the utmost confidence in all of our officers that they'll react if I'm going to have to be faced with the problem of allocating special officers to special cases. I just don't see how we can function as a police department in this fashion.
Yeah, I understood you to say that an informant had told you that Peter Bismuth was traveling. And how
we obtained,
and you did have an opportunity to dispatch an officer?
This was at 3:25 in the afternoon when we first got the report. And I, in fact, traveled approximately 10 miles east on Highway 18. And before we found out that Pedro was not going east, he was actually going north. Right.
The United Press International reported that this man was spotted earlier in the day by reservation police, and at least one shot was fired allegedly by this and that. Do you have anything on that?
While we were in the process of traveling east, we got a report from two of my officers who were returning back from Deadwood back to Pine Ridge, and they were in the Calico area and had heard the traffic on the radio and were in fact coming on into Pine Ridge to assist us and if any assistance was needed. And this is when they passed Pedro, who was traveling north, and they immediately turned around, and as they got behind Pedro's car, Pedro speeded up and drove into a residence, and in fact drove right through a gate, stopped at the house, and jumped out with a rifle. And our two officers continued on toward the house, and the shot was fired. The officers returned back on the highway.
And what did this man fire that shot?
No. Yes, sir.
This was in the afternoon?
Yes, sir.
Why wasn't he apprehended
then? The officers backed up. Yes, sir.
Why wasn't he apprehended then?
The officers backed up. Now, the reason they did not return the fire at this time is that there was an elderly lady with three children who were in front of the house, and this is where Pedro was. And the officers didn't return the fire because of fear of hitting others beside Pedro. And they retreated up on the highway and called me, and I was still coming in from the east and had not quite reached Pinehurst at this particular time. And I told them to stand by until we could get additional people there because I didn't want anyone firing into a house where there were small children.
And you left that area without being followed?
Right. Immediately after this is when Pedro jumped in the car and headed back out again. And I'd like to point out at this time that it was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and there was a school bus on the road and a number of other cars. And so the officers were very restricted as to what positive action they could take at that time.
Is the fact that Pedro shot on sight?
No, we have never issued any orders like this at Pine Ridge. Yes, I was, because we had all the officers looking. And at the time it wasn't Clifford, or Clifford was not alone, we had three other officers looking. And the reason there's three other officers looking is because we just don't have enough vehicles for a police officer.
How many police officers do you have?
We presently have at the present time, I think 24.
How many were on duty?
At the time?
At the time.
I don't know exactly how many we have, but I would say that we had approximately 10 or 11 that were called.
What FBI agents?
Two FBI agents. And they had come out to work another case that is presently scheduled for court in Deadwood. And they just happened to be there, and we were very glad that they were there.
There aren't FBI agents on duty, what you call full time on the reservation?
No, we have specifically requested that we not have any other outside law enforcement people.
A newsman who isn't here today told me that several weeks ago when he was on the reservation for several days that he seemed to be quite aware of U.S. Marshals almost every day, well, not necessarily in uniform. And would you like to comment on that at all?
Yeah, absolutely. I can assure you that if they're there, they're there without any authority of my office or my superintendent. And certainly not by any authority of the marshal's office. If those marshals on that reservation at this particular time, and if they're not part of the group at Rapid City, that's assigned to the Rapid City office, they're there illegally.
Is it possible that the U.S. attorney for that marshal's on the reservation would not be aware?
No, I and the U.S. attorney pretty well communicate.
Evan Renconner.
C-O-U-N-T-R-E, I believe is the correct spelling.
I know you can't be held responsible for anything the tribal president said, but Dick Wilson was quoted yesterday saying that if the courts had dealt expeditiously with Pedro Bessonette in the past, this never would have happened. He was referring to the fact that Pedro was acquitted on the charge of assault and federal officer by trying to run him down in the car. What the judge said at the time, the federal government didn't come up with sufficient evidence for any judge of government in the bill. Did you say that this is was the thinking of your department too, that the federal courts have done right in that case, why this never would have been around, that's when he was killed?
I cannot answer, you know, as you just said, for be held in any way responsible for what our tribal chairman says or any statements he may make. But I will tell you this much, is that I, as a police officer, and I have attempted through in-service training to bring this to the attention of our police officers, that once they have investigated a crime and presented the case to the courts, then their job is over. They only have one thing left to do at that particular point, and that is to testify if called upon by the court. Absolutely. There's just no other way you can function as a police officer. I have not arrived at the scene yet, and I have placed a call for the FBI to report immediately to Pine Ridge. This leave scheduled for a period of time, and as I understood it, there was no reason for him not to go. And this is all I can say. I have no reason not to disbelieve Mr. Means.